This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This is the Week in Philly, and May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And here at KYW News Radio, we are honoring local organizations and members of the AAPI community who have made a difference, with our own Denise Nakano and Tim Jimenez putting together stories that you can hear throughout the month.
I said, you know what? I have to do this. I have to really put on my big girl boots and, like, let's go, you know, make some noise.
Each of us have a gift. As long as you're giving for yourself, man, you will find something bigger.
I think it's not enough just to love our culture. It is requiring all of us to be in solidarity with each other to fight and change the system.
Denise Nakano joins us right now in studio to talk more about this. And Denise, this isn't the first year you've been part of putting these stories together, right?
Well, thanks for having me, Matt. Yeah, it's not the first year. In fact, we are heading into 5 years of highlighting stories of Asian Americans making their mark. Now, I pitched this really back in 2021. It was kind of like coming up on the end of the pandemic. And it was when a lot of Asian Americans were facing Asian hate around the country and also here at home. So the main reason for doing this, I really think, was to amplify voices and also the contributions of a very diverse group that is sometimes underrepresented.
So talk to me about some of the stories that you guys are featuring this month.
So we have, for starters, Jenny Na. My colleague Tim Jimenez worked on this piece, and she is an advocate in the Asian American community.
I just want to see changes, and I just want to make their lives a little bit better.
She is the commercial corridor manager of the New Kensington Community Development Corporation, and she's also co-founded the Southeast Asian Vendors Association for FDR Park. This is the major gem in South Philadelphia.
The ultimatum, basically, was from the city saying, hey, if you guys don't organize your community, you're going to get kicked out.
And if you haven't had a chance to see it or experience it, it's wonderful with the native dishes, the clothing and the jewelry, and just the community really coming together. And then there is Kun Yang Lin, who is a real creative force in the community. His group of dancers, and he's based in South Philadelphia, and his performances really encourage what he calls the in-between spaces. These are the spaces not even black or white. It's that gray area. And he pulls from his own experience as a gay man, somebody who immigrated from Taiwan, whose parents spoke different languages and had different religions.
Dance, for me, always felt like my primary language.
So he really expresses the in-between spaces of his own life and encourages people who are watching, experiencing the performances as a choreographer, as a creative dancer, to dive into their own in-between spaces.
That deep kind of emotion we can all feel, we all have something go beyond language itself.
Then there's an organization called Viet Lead, which is based in South Philadelphia and also in Camden. And they advocate for the Southeast Asian community and provide legal support for those who have really served their time for prior offenses. But now under the current policy, they're finding that they're facing deportation for those prior charges that they have overcome?
They have to live with this constant uncertainty of when they're going to get detained. And even when they're detained, where are they going to get deported to? Because so many of Southeast Asian people were born in the refugee camps.
Viet Lead is really getting behind them and encouraging them and providing that moral and also legal support to get them through this.
I think ultimately, we're just fighting for people to migrate freely and to also be able to make the choices that they need to make, right, to be sovereign.
How did you guys find the people and the stories to focus on? Were these things that you guys kind of cultivated and knew about on your own? Did you solicit ideas? Did you kind of put the siren out of what you were looking for? How do you guys kind of come together on this?
We come together, have a discussion about some of the people who are really should be highlighted in the community, people who are making a difference in other people's lives. You know, being Asian American is just one subset. It's very diverse within itself. So we try to really get people from all walks of life, people in entertainment, in cuisine, in business, in science, education, in the arts, and try to cover it all.
From a reporting standpoint, from a personal standpoint, what's it like to find these stories, report on them? I would imagine it's got to be incredibly rewarding.
It really is. It's really a chance to give voice to those who are doing a lot of great work and who might not otherwise be noticed. And that's really why we get into this field a lot of the times, is not only to relay, you know, a message or to give information, but also to educate people about others who are doing some great work around the area. So it is very rewarding and satisfying to highlight these stories of people who are making their mark. Specifically, you know, during the month of May for Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, Asian Americans are really, really making that difference.
When can people hear the pieces? Obviously on the radio. Are they available online as well?
Yes, they're available on our website, and make sure to get the free Odyssey app to tune in for these stories. But yeah, tune in on Mondays through the month of May. Throughout the day, these stories will be playing.
That's KYW's Denise Nakano joining us. We have more coming your way on The Week in Philly. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.